Informed, not inflamed. Healthcare.
So why are your health insurance premiums soaring in this age of the Affordable Care Act? It is simple: supply and demand. The number of health insurance companies are dwindling as they merge into each other. Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, says although health insurance appears to be free enterprise, there has been a slow change in healthcare over the decades that has gotten out of hand.
Because of the profit motive. It is health insurance companies positioning themselves, merging and trying to minimize their margins so that and lower competition so that they can maintain costs. So it's really born out of the profit motive. And we've seen that shift in healthcare over the last 20 to 30 years, where profit companies are really taking the forefront of delivering healthcare to individuals. And while I'm a capitalist from day one, believe in the free market system, God bless them, but it does add a layer of motivation that has never been in healthcare before. From ages past, from prior to World War I, it was neighbor helping neighbor. It was community-based. It was all nonprofit. And that's what Liberty HealthShare is returning to. We've eliminated that profit motive, eliminated the middleman. But that's what's happening today with health insurance companies.
The solution for many of us is Liberty HealthShare, a medical cost-sharing company of which I am a member. We come together as a community to share each other's medical bills. It is considered a healthshare ministry. It is allowable under the Affordable Care Act, so you will avoid fines and penalties. But remember, it's not insurance, so you are a self-pay patient having faith in a community of people. So it might not be for everyone. For me, it has saved me $500 a month and reduced my out-of-pocket costs for medical bills by $5,500 a year. For more information or to enroll, call this number, 888-616-9443. Also, catch some of my other interviews with Dale Bellis right here. Stay informed, not inflamed.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.